Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Start my thing there? Yeah, thanks. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
What were you saying?
Nothing. I have nothing to say.
All right, so let me say something real quick.
You please take it away.
This is a trippy moment as I'm looking at, so I had to book a flight for, I don't know how many weeks from now. I got to go get my mom. Mm. All right.
So you fly down there and drive back.
I fly down there and drive her back with her dog because, you know.
Because.
Right. Because she's got to have her dog.
That's, and she does not fly.
And ever since she left Seattle, which, by the way, she should have never done.
Why?
Because that's what she says every time. She says, ever since I left Seattle, which I should have never done. She doesn't have her dogs, her, the one dog sitter.
Oh.
The one. The one the dog liked to go to, mm-hmm. the one she liked, the one that she would text all day, every day when she was away, and then she'd get pictures of the dog the whole time. Mm. I'm like, have you tried anybody? Well, yeah, they're not good, I can tell. Okay, well. Well, let's fly down and get you.
She can tell.
Yeah. She can tell. I actually agree with her that if you leave your dog with someone and you're fearing that they're not going to be cared for.
That's no good.
That's not a vacation.
No. You're worried about your dog the whole time.
Yeah, that's no good. So anyway, on my flight.
She never should have left Seattle because of the.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah. All right.
Dissatisfied. On my little form, it says, so I'm looking at the charges. There's a transportation tax of $7.93.
Oh.
There's a flight segment tax of $4.20.
A flight segment tax.
There's a U.S. passenger facility charge of $4.50.
Oh.
But there's also a U.S. 9/11 security fee of $5.60.
Hmm.
And today being 9/11, it was coincidental that I just happened to be looking at this, and so I've never seen that charge before, but there it is.
It must be on there, right? Like a Homeland Security charge.
It's got to be. Well, no, it's listed as 9/11. So it must be a thing that we... I'll click on it and see what it says to me.
Yeah, what does it say? I suppose you put that on there. Who's even going to argue with that, right? Like, all right, well
nobody.
All right.
18 years ago? Is that...
That's today. Hold on, I have
18 years ago today?
Yeah, 18.
We were tripping hard on the air, as someone said. A plane just ran into the World Trade Center.
And we had just gone on the air, 5:46 in the morning here, 8:46 on the East Coast, and 9:03 a.m. Two hijacked planes were crashed in the World Trade Center. Two other suicide flights crashed at the Pentagon, and one in a field in Pennsylvania, right?
Mm-hmm.
A total of 2,792 people died in the World Trade Center attacks. 184 people died at the Pentagon, including those on the plane, and 40 in the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. And that was, I mean, it was the most, I still think about that day, just that whole day. Like, we stayed on the air for a long time. We listened to the news. We were listening to that, and we were sort of having a live conversation about it.
Well,
and we went home to our families. And
I trip about my inner dialogue. Look, I choose to be optimistic most times,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I have to fight my pessimistic side, which is there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this sucks. Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't occur to me at all what that was.
No, I really thought, happened. Oh my God, they're having a computer error on the plane.
Or the pilot had a heart attack. What was occurring to me.
And then when the second one hit, I was like, oh no, there's some kind of routing problem. There's some, I really did, I just didn't, it really, that day changed my entire world view.
Well, you suddenly... I remember hearing about terrorism in the 80s.
Yep.
And I've heard that America is disliked around the world.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear that kind of planning and hate and that...
Just death to America. That, it really... Like, it was eye-opening.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think a lot of us had lived in a little bubble for a long time.
Yeah. Anyway, today's 9/11.
There was a movie called 11 of 9 or something. Because in other countries, they don't write 9/11. They write 11/9. But there was a movie, and it was like 11 little vignettes or... You know, whatever it was. Sean Penn did one of them, and his was the most amazing one. It's this guy, he lives in a high rise, and his wife has clearly died. Like, he's laying out the clothes for her each day and doing all these things, like, for this wife.
Oh, this is his grieving process?
He just was not accepting it. So then all of a sudden, the towers come down, and the light shines into his apartment, and he sees what he's... Suddenly, all these things are revealed to him about, you know, just like that he was given a whole new view. And I thought that was so, such an interesting way of showing how sort of the wool was pulled off of all of our eyes. There's so many, obviously, you know, if you start to think about the day of 9/11. And, you know, listen, my kid wasn't even a year old at that point. Like, it's been 18 years. And it's still.
Trip out.
I know. He was a baby. Whatever he was, 9 months old.
You were in the thick of it.
I was. And we went home that day. I went home and you know, we just were sitting and just the four of us, our little family. And I just thought, my God, things are so not what I thought.
Right. Well, tell you what, I don't like that term, the thick of it. But boy, am I in that.
I wonder if it's any easier doing it with a kid who's now almost six. Like, we knocked him out fast just to get it over with. Do you think it's any easier? Because that kid at least can, you know, tie her own shoes.
Absolutely. In that case, yes. But she also needs to be entertained.
Yes.
And as much as I'd like to say...
So you can't just say, hey, play with the baby.
No.
Hey,
no.
Keep that baby in her. Keep that baby entertained.
No, she's not. She's got a great vocabulary, and she's very smart, but she's also, she's five the whole time.
Mm.
So she will be, like I told you, we were at a restaurant. She's laying on the bench seat with her feet in the, and we're just trying to ignore it because we were like, let's just eat.
That's right, let's get through this
and
meal.
And then 2 seconds later, when you're not looking and you're looking at the menu, the baby who's standing next to mom has stepped on that kid's face, and now that kid's crying. We're like, dude.
You had your face under her feet.
You're laying down next to a one-year-old that can barely walk, but that's the entire focus is that, like... This is happening in my... I mean...
Mm-hmm. The bad back here.
She looks like a monkey.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a monkey? Like, sure. That wobble?
They seem like... How can they even be walking?
And the arms
they seem so...
Flopping.
Off balance.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. My favorite part of that story is the couple that was sitting next to you guys just enjoying the show.
Well, it turned out they were listeners, too. That's the part that sort of later...
It's the funniest
come
part.
To find
it's
out.
The best part. They got to watch you in your natural habitat.
Big fan. I'm like, oh.
Big fan of what, the show we just put on over there?
Thank you so much. I wish we were more impressive in person.
Oh, you know what, though? It is impressive.
It's
No,
I'm telling you.
It's all in how you handle it. Listen, don't, you know.
What's your dumb face doing down there, then?
Yeah.
I was touching your knee. Yeah, I don't want you to.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
What I want you to do is sit up like a little lady and eat your food.
Now, my contribution to that was I started doing the dart out to try and catch her hand. So she touches my knee. I dart out to try and catch her hand.
So
and
you're
now
encouraging it.
Now a game is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not entirely her fault that her face got stepped on.
Your poor wife and her three children.
There was a string of events that led to that.
Mm.
But yes, the nice people, it ended up being four ladies to our left. Watch that whole S show and just...
Listen, they probably were like, oh, thank God we don't have kids that age. I swear to God, that's what I think every time I see people in the thick of it with their children. I'm like, oh, thank God I'm not in those days anymore.
Well.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had enough of that.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm in it. It's cool.
Yep.
She's a nice little girl.
Yeah, oh
I mean,
my
the,
God.
The new one.
Both of them.
They're both
great
nice,
kids.
Right.
And
sure.
It only gets easier. And then it gets harder. Because you get those teenage years coming up. That's going to be fun. I wonder how that'll be with girls. The boys, they just went quiet on us, you know. They were good boys.
It can't be good.
Yeah, it's tough.
I'm going to be really old, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God.
I'm going to be old. I'm going to be in my
60s. How old are you? Oh, Jesus. How old are you when the first one was born? You were like 44.
I don't remember.
40. You were 45.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be fine. You'll just barely be 60. You'll be fine, Vinny.
Oh, my God. All the things I'll be going through.
Jesus.
I go through the change, right?
I don't know. I really don't know about the change. I don't know. I'm waiting on the change myself.
Has it happened to you? You've some symptoms here
and there.
I
was having some hot flashes, I thought, but then those kind of, I mean, knock wood, those went away. And
so you're not?
I don't know. I mean, I must be, right? Things are just changing. I don't know. I was such a child when I got here.
When that happens, you know the change.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when sex becomes more of a chore because you've had a physical...
No, it can't ever become more of a chore.
It's already the most chore.
I'm kidding. No, I mean, it's funny. We talk about that sometimes. I'm like, there's no plan to change anything. I mean, unless it suddenly hurts or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I should ask Yuzi about that. She said some...
It appears that...
They're pretty busy.
There's some stuff going on.
I don't know what's going on.
Really?
I don't.
Is there a blank? How's the computer
fine.
There?
Everything
look?
Seems fine. Yeah.
Oh,
we're good.
Good.
It's just we had a moment of like, oh my God, right when we got on the air, and I wasn't quite sure what was
going on. But
then
all of a sudden everything was fixed.
Well,
and it's
I
all
got
good.
Bryn. Bryn's running around. He's got the little computer going. So we're good.
Good.
Everything was going to be just fine.
Super.
Yep, it's going to be great.
All right.
Yeah. So listen, Big Brother tonight.
Oh, what do you think? I think it sucks. The show's ruined.
Stop
Tommy
it.
Needed to win.
Well, to win head of household, but he could still win the power veto, and that's tonight.
Oh, okay.
So he's got one more chance.
If he doesn't pull that off, then it just becomes inevitable.
Right. But then it becomes the saving grace is that Mickey can't compete to be the head of household this week because he's head of household now.
Yeah,
so
but
if it goes,
can, and
I
she's
know,
good.
She's not that good. She was trying to, you know, remember that game they just played where she got 0 points, where they were picking the movie, whichever movie, Big Brother, BB Flicks or whatever.
True. Was she throwing that, though?
I don't know. I don't know why she would. I mean, I think you got to try and get the head of household. But anyway, it's, all I care about is that he doesn't win. That's the only thing. I don't care if she wins. His girlfriend, I don't care. If Cliff or I really would
Cliff
like,
does seem like a nice man.
He seems like a very nice man.
And although Nicole has a very, I feel very sympathetic towards her because, you know, you don't know if this is self-created, these isolation.
And awkwardness. And, right.
Like she's isolated herself to some extent, mm-hmm. right?
And the pictures of her with her family, it looks like she's got a great family. So I think she's got a happy place and she's just been an awkward person and that's it. I mean, I think a lot of us, you know, when allowed to, we sink down into our awkwardness.
We stay safe.
Right. You know, a couple bad experiences and you just go, well, I don't need that. But look, she put herself out there. She's on Big Brother. Her life is going to be changed from this. Very much so. I mean, I think she'll have learned a lot. I mean, she's had to go in there and make friends and figure it out. And she's made it this far. I mean, she's aligned herself with the right people.
Do we know how old she is?
She looks 22 to me. I don't know how old she is.
Oh, she looks that young to you?
What's her name?
Nicole. Yeah, she looks young, but I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. What do you think she is? Think she's closer to 30?
Yes, and I also, you know...
Take a guess.
I'm going to say like 28.
Okay.
Just the way she painted a picture of herself, and there's very little information about her, and plus I don't pay a lot of attention, but...
Oh, she's a special ed teacher, so my guess is I bet she's closer to 25.
Is she the one that won?
No. Nicole, who's on right now. She's on the show right now. She's geeky looking, glasses.
Right.
Sometimes her hair, I'm like, get in the shower, girl.
That's her.
Yeah. How old is she?
Still looking.
So she talks about how she just basically stays with her family. Mm-hmm. She's got her sister, her mom,
that's
and her
dad. World.
And they just stay and they're happy. And that is actually great. Except that your parents are gonna move on to
someday,
the next place, and you'll be lost. I hope what you just said is, I hope it's true, that this show has somehow pulled her out of her shell.
I hope so.
And that she's capable of connecting with other people. You know what's rad? Having friends.
Yeah.
It'll blow your mind how great friendship is. Mm-hmm. Someone that cares about you and encourages you but isn't obligated to.
Right. Yeah. A friend.
It's incredible.
I know.
You'll love it.
Well, it's really difficult for some people to make friends. They just don't.
Well, I'll tell
tools.
You one way to you have to say yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll go do that with you.
Yep.
You got to hang.
Yeah. Some people are just so difficult.
Hang. You have to put in time for that relationship to build.
Yeah.
Do we know?
24.
Oh.
You're in the middle. Yeah, she's, I would, of all of them, I'd like Tommy to win. But if there's a second place, I want it to be her, then Cliff, then Holly, then Mickey. I just cannot stand Mickey. He's a disgusting human being. So anyway, I guess we'll find out who wins the Power Veto tonight. It looks like they're going to do that Big Brother comics game. I love that game.
Oh, right. Where they fly around and have to... Aren't they on like rope swings or something like that?
Yeah, I think they have to hold on to like a zip line type thing, and then they have to look at these posters and see what the differences are and put the right poster in place or something.
Yeah,
so
I like it.
Yeah, I know. That's a good one. And actually, I can see Tommy doing pretty well at that. He's pretty athletic. I mean, that is one of those competitions that looks exhausting, having to climb up the thing and then hang on and then actually pay attention to what's what in each picture. Yeah, it's a good one.
All right. Well,
so we'll be watching that tonight. And maybe you'll be watching it with us. Not you, Yuzi. I'm sure you won't be. Yeah.
I don't want to.
All right. It's fine. Am I good to go here?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
great.
Good.
Phew. Everyone's like back in their regular
seats. Stalling.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.